Hello and welcome to The Poetry of Science, a podcast which provides insight into new scientific research via the medium of poetry. I'm your host, Dr. Sam Illingworth, and each week I'll be introducing you to some of the latest scientific findings and sharing a selection of science-themed poetry. If you enjoy this podcast, then please consider giving it a rating and leaving some feedback in your podcast directory of choice. And if you really enjoy it, then why not share it with a friend? After all, we could all do with a little bit more poetry in our lives. In this episode, I'll be exploring new research which has found that Africa's flamingos are threatened by rising lake levels. Soda lakes shimmer below the blazing sun, their mirrored lens a shifting imitation of countless unseen threads. These waters cradle life, crimson streaks whose feathers burn against the blue and rising edge, cradles shrinking beneath the load of this grasping, swelling sky. Held aloft by loss, yet anchored to these shrinking sanctuaries within the bulging veins of a desperate, ever tearful earth. This poem is inspired by recent research published in the journal Current Biology, which has found that soda lakes, vital for diverse species like the lesser flamingo, face threats from rising water levels and declining phytoplankton. Soda lakes are amongst the most vibrant and productive water bodies on the planet. These lakes, often characterized by their alkaline and saline conditions, support diverse and specialized life forms. The unique chemistry of these lakes fosters the growth of specific types of phytoplankton, tiny plant-like organisms that form the base of the food web. This in turn supports a variety of wildlife, including unique invertebrates, fish found nowhere else in the world, and the visually striking lesser flamingos. Particularly in East Africa, these lakes are crucial, providing essential feeding grounds for over 3/4 of the world's lesser flamingo population. By using satellite imagery and direct observations of flamingo populations, scientists have studied changes in the lake's productivity and overall health across several decades. They discover that the availability of phytoplankton, a key food source for flamingos, has been decreasing notably from 1999 to 2022. This decline is largely due to significant increases in water levels, possibly linked to climate change, which has led to a reduction in the quality and availability of habitat for many species. Particularly affected areas include parts of equatorial Kenya and northern Tanzania. These findings underscore the growing threat to the biodiversity of soda lakes in East Africa, stressing the need for better lake management and monitoring practices to safeguard these unique ecological havens. Now that you've heard the science, let me read the poem to you again. Soda lakes shimmer below the blazing sun, their mirrored lens a shifting imitation of countless unseen threads. These waters cradle life, crimson streaks whose feathers burn against the blue and rising edge, cradles shrinking beneath the load of this grasping, swelling sky held aloft by loss, yet anchored by these shrinking sanctuaries within the bulging veins of a desperate, ever tearful earth. In this section of the podcast, I'd like to share a poem written by another poet on a topic related to the science that has been discussed so far. In this episode, I'll be reading Flamingo Watching by Kay Ryan. Kay Ryan is an American poet who was born in California in 1945. Acknowledged as one of the most original voices in the contemporary landscape, Ryan is the author of several books of poetry, including Flamingo Watching, published in 2006, and Say Uncle, published in 2000. Ryan is the recipient of several major awards, including the Ruth Lilly Poetry Prize and a MacArthur Fellowship. Ryan was also the US Poet Laureate from 2008 to 2010, and has been one of the Chancellors of the Academy of American Poets since 2006. Her collection, The Best of It, New and Selected Poems, won the Pulitzer Prize for Poetry in 2011. Flamingo Watching by Kay Ryan. Wherever the flamingo goes, she brings a city's worth of fur billows. She seems unnatural by nature, too vivid and peculiar a structure to be pretty, and flexible to the point of oddity. Perched on those legs, anything she does seems like an act. Descending on her egg or draping her head along her back, she's too exact and sinuous to convince an audience she's serious. The natural elect, they think, would be less pink, less able to relax their necks, less flamboyant in general. They privately expect that it's some poorly jointed bland grey animal with mitts for hands, whom God protects. Thank you for listening to The Poetry of Science. If you want to find out more about the scientific study featured in this episode, or read any of the poems in full, then please visit the show notes at scipoet.podbean.com. That's scipoet.podbean.com, where you can also find out to get in touch with any questions or comments you might have. Thanks for listening.